This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
At the MJ Morning Show, hello folks, MJ and the crew here at, just around 6 o'clock as we get rolling here on a Wednesday, and the sadness continues in the Tampa Bay area. Just an unbelievable story from yesterday with a TPD Master Patrol Officer killed. And the story that's emerged is just absolutely amazing. We're talking about Master Patrol Officer Jesse Madsen. Officer Jesse Madsen, who now it's believed that he intentionally struck the vehicle going the wrong way on 275 in order to prevent that wrong way driver from taking out a civilian, an innocent driver, which might have been struck, or maybe multiple cars might have been struck by that wrong way driver on 275 yesterday.
Yeah, such a heroic act.
We're going to have the chief of police. We're going to have Tampa Police Chief Dugan on around 8 o'clock this morning. So we'll get the latest from Chief Dugan. From TPD. Story making national news. I've seen numerous national news broadcasts where they've covered the story. You know, that police cruiser, that's a decent sized SUV. That thing, mangled beyond recognition. Unbelievable. So we'll get into the latest on that today. A busy, busy morning. Froggy, how you doing? You haven't said a word. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, actually. It's just really sad. Kind of sucks.
All right, you're just sitting there kind of in a daze. You all right?
Where's Roxanne at? I just noticed she's not here.
Oh, yeah. I just noticed that, too.
Where's she at?
No, she called me. She's not feeling well.
Aw. What kind of not feeling well?
Well, that's a very good question.
Wait a minute. In this current environment, yeah. You can't just say, I'm not feeling well.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Let's talk about why Roxanne is missing. You just called me a few minutes ago.
Wait a minute. Is it because of the thing that was supposed to happen with the psychic?
No, I don't think it has to do with
it. Is she afraid?
Oh, she's afraid.
Folks, if you don't know about the psychic, well, we'll fill you in on everything next. We're just getting rolling. Don't move. You want to hear all this stuff. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hey, Froggy, calm down. Oh, man. Froggy, you couldn't hear it because the mics were off. If I would have turned the mics on like 35 seconds earlier, you would have heard it. Froggy is screaming at the TV. We got Channel 8 on one of the TVs in here. And Froggy's yelling, son of a... Froggy, calm down.
It just pisses me off.
All right. Dude, don't yell. You're giving me a headache. Calm down.
I'll give you a headache if I want.
Well, first of all, this might be new to you, MJ, but we go through this every morning, he and I.
It's unbelievable.
All right, this is the MJ Morning Show. You're listening to Q105. It's me, MJ, and Froggy and Fester. Where's Roxanne? There's no Roxanne. Oh, you notice my voice is better.
It is a little clear.
It's got a little bit. It was about this time yesterday that my voice just went, just downhill.
But it got better by the end of the show.
Yeah, it did get better by the end of the show, and it was better for most of the day yesterday.
Do the walk like a man. Let's see how it is.
I'm not doing the walk. I don't know how to do walk like the man. Walk like a man.
Is that but, fester?
You know, as Oprah,
doesn't work.
As Oprah would say.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was saying that all day yesterday.
I want to thank Oprah for two great new sound bites from the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle interview Sunday night on CBS. Because what did I walk away with? I walked away with...
Ooh.
And I walked away with...
What?
Those. I've got two new little sound drops.
The food is really... That's a fun one. Everything I saw yesterday, I made a cup of coffee when I got home. Yeah. I picked it up and I go, foo.
Well, that's because Oprah's favorite band is the...
Ooh.
Fighters. So, all right, now, Froggy, the Channel 8 deal quickly.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, yeah.
Pisses me off.
We can't leave people hanging, so... Froggy's trying to win a mug from Channel 8 every morning. Now, how long have you been doing this even before we returned with the MJ Morning Show back in October?
No, it's been since the promotion started a few weeks now, and I enter every morning. You know, you bring up my OCD tendencies, and I did it first as a joke, and I lost.
But what is the Channel 8 promotion? They're handing out...
I don't know. It's a mug with a Channel 8 logo on it. And
they're handing out new Channel 8 mugs?
And I enter every morning. And every morning, some old-timer won it, and they're like,
I'm celebrating with my mug.
I'm sure I could call Gail Guayardo over there and have her send the mug right over.
That's not the point.
She still work there?
No.
I'm
sure I could call Gail Searins and have a mug sent right over.
I don't think she's there either.
No, she's not. I'm sure I could call Bob Height.
Bob can probably get it done.
And have Definitely. That have that set right over.
That's not the point. The point is I need to enter and I need to win. And I put Froggy every day and I send it and I want my name to be in the thing with mug and I want to celebrate.
Is this like a weather promotion? Is this?
I don't know. It's a new Channel 8 promotion.
Why are they giving away a mug?
Right, I don't know, but I want one.
So enter to win News Channel 8 mug.
You're going to get sucked in the hole, man. I'm telling you.
I'm not going to get sucked in the
hole.
Yeah,
you are, because you're going to lose, and they're going to be like, all right, tomorrow I will lose. And then you lose. I've lost 23 days in a row. 23 business days.
I wouldn't look at it that you've lost.
What do you mean I've lost? You see all these old bastards beating me?
Froggy, calm down.
God, it's ridiculous.
Froggy, calm down.
I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission.
Calm down. All right, no Roxanne this morning so far. Roxanne called me and said, I'm not feeling well. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
You know, we're in a pandemic, and it's, you know, COVID-19 time, and somebody says, you know, I'm not feeling well. I don't know if I'm coming in today. And, you know, you wonder, hey, this is not a normal time. When someone says they're ill, of course, the first thing you think of is, oh, crap.
Yeah, she's all vitted up.
Is this COVID related?
I hope she's not all rice-a-roned up good.
Is she supposed to come in? Because I'll block the door.
Well, yeah, she...
Oh, great.
She said, I don't think it's COVID because I don't have a fever. That she called me up. She called up... maybe 10 minutes before the show started. You know, she's like, hey, I'm not feeling too well. What was that gag she did like last week where...
Yeah, she do that voice?
If you lay on your bed flat with your head upside down, she sounds like...
No, it's not your head upside down. It's...
off the bed. I have a picture of it.
Yeah, how did that even come up, though? Why?
Talking about calling in sick to work, and if you laid... She's told us, if you lay flat on your bed with your neck to where your head's upside down, your sinuses load up, and...
No, your head's not upside down.
She laid down between...
But you're not describing it properly. You lay down on your bed... And you hang your head over the edge of the bed.
That's what he's saying,
No, it's up, so you're upside down.
I don't call that upside down.
All right, we're splitting curly hairs here.
All right,
come on.
So you sit on your, you lay on your bed, on the edge of the bed, and you hang your neck and head over the edge of the bed so your head is lower. It's tilted back is what I'm describing.
Okay. Oh, my God. So it's upside down.
So you extend your neck and you tilt your head down So you hang over the bed. And she did the demonstration that that's how you make yourself sound sick.
Yeah, and she has a bit today. What the heck is going on here? Get in here. Well, let's stay out.
She called up and said, I don't think it's COVID. I don't have a fever.
Can she smell?
I've been throwing up. And and she said, it's food poisoning. And I gotta be honest, I don't get the whole food poisoning thing. I don't think I've ever had food poisoning in my life.
Oh, dude, don't get me started. I've had food poisoning before.
I got food poisoning from a lobster roll.
I think I had a bad can of clam chowder one time.
Why? Did not.
I did.
What? How do you get a bad can of clam chowder?
I don't know, but I had a can of,
what?
It was Progresso.
You didn't get a bad can of Progresso clam chowder.
The man who eats everything has not eaten a canned bowl of clam chowder in 20 years.
Dude, listen, I can understand that you're at some restaurant and they've got a bag of clams that sat out back in the sun for 3 days, then they serve them up. Now, that's how you get a bad clam. No. You're not getting a bad can of Progresso clam chowder.
Oh, that can might have been all botulism.
Yeah, mine was from a lobster roll that I left outside overnight and ate the next day.
Well, there you go.
But it was in foil.
There you go. And I'm sure that mayonnaise was just really stewed up nicely in there.
I was starving.
Now, here's the deal. Roxanne, I think, is coming in at about 7:30. All right.
Why?
But then also I got an issue because we did the psychic drawing bit setup yesterday. And for those that didn't hear it yesterday, there is a psychic. Michelle found this. My wife found this because my wife likes to peruse Etsy to see if there's anything cool. And, you know, some of the things like the towel that says don't do coke in our bathroom.
Okay, yeah, Etsy's good for that.
The hand towel. That's where Michelle bought
the soap.
The please don't do cocaine in our bathroom. She bought the soap dispenser that says wash your bleeping hands on Etsy. And Michelle stumbled across psychic drawer. The psychic will draw a picture of your future husband. So the bit was, Roxanne is not married. She's been perpetually engaged to Doug. They've got two kids. And is Roxanne really going to marry Doug? So we hired the psychic yesterday. I did it during a commercial break. It's very simple. You give the psychic information about Roxanne, and the psychic then returns an image, a drawing. It's an artist psychic, and they send you a sketch of what your future husband's going to look like. And we want to see if it looks like Doug.
And this psychic didn't need a lot of information.
Right.
I mean, it was like the date of birth, legal name, and that was it.
It wasn't a hell of a lot.
Enough to do a good internet search.
The issue is, the drawing's supposed to be back in 9 hours.
Where is it?
Nothing came back yet. So I don't know if we've been scammed or... hold on, we'll... So the bit's kind of on hold anyway. hang on a minute. We got early morons of the news on the way.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. You're listening to Q105. And if you could, please spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back. Oh, I have an interesting email to share about that.
Okay.
That listener loved us for years when we were on 93. And, of course, we ended the MJ Morning Show back in 2012. This woman that emailed me, and I'll get into the email later on, she just found out we were back. We've been back since October. Just found out we were back, and it was accidental. So I got to tell that story coming up. Let me write that down before I forget. Accidental informed.
So we have a call coming in, MJ. Since the Roxanne... Yeah. I don't want to call it debacle.
We have a call coming in? Hold on a minute. I'm looking. The call is coming in.
All right.
We have a call coming in.
All right, smartass.
Hey, Froggy, we've got a call coming in.
A call coming in?
We've got a call coming in, Froggy. Right,
coming in?
Can you say that a little more awkwardly, please? All right, so we have a call on hold.
So phone done rang.
Yeah. Phone go ring, ring.
So, anyway, apparently local psychics are calling in to weigh in on the Roxanne situation and are offering their services in a non-scam-a-lama-ding-dong capacity.
Yeah, I think...
Unlike the person from Etsy who your wife found.
Who am I speaking with here?
The person that called in is Storm, and she's a legit psychic person from Brandon.
Okay, and you've determined that Storm is a legit psychic. Hello, Storm. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Are you a legit psychic?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Okay. Listen, just full disclosure, I'm a skeptic, and of course I know that you obviously have dealt with skeptics during your psychic career, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you're phoning in because did somebody tell you, or are you listening?
Well, I do listen to you often, but my fiance actually was like, hey, just so you know, they've been doing this with Roxy, and they got scammed this morning, or, you know, something hasn't come in.
Well, no, I don't know if we've been scammed, and did your fiance fill you in on the bit? Do you know what's going on?
All I know is that it was for Roxy, and then Fester just told me something about a picture, but that's not my specialty.
Okay, all right, here's the deal. And for all those that are listening, by the way, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Thank you for phoning in, Storm. I do. By the way, your name is fantastic, Storm. I love it.
Nice to meet you. I'm Cold Front.
Yeah, and you live in Tampa Bay, so you'd be the Tampa Bay Storm, wouldn't you?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I miss the team.
Now, is that your real name, Storm?
That is my real name. My parents are rockers.
That's fantastic. That really is. In a nutshell, very simply, my wife was on Etsy and stumbled across a psychic that will draw what your future fiance is going to look like. You just have to give date of birth, full name, and just let her know if you're LGBT, and that's it. And then the psychic will, within 9 hours, send you back a hand-sketched drawing of what your fiancé is supposed to look like. And with Roxanne, her fiancé, her perpetual fiancé is Doug. And Michelle, when she saw this, she's like, oh, my God, this is hysterical. We ought to hire the psychic, send the money, and have the psychic send back the image of the husband-to-be and see if it looks anything like her longtime fiancé, Doug, who they swear they're going to get married at some point, and that was the bit. So it was it was $20. We go on to Etsy yesterday. We put all the information in. This is like 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Put all the information in, talking about it on the air, and that we're going to have the results back within 9 hours, and that's obviously going to be perfect for us to reveal it on the show today. And then last night, we're checking the email. Nothing. Checking the email. Nothing. Checking the email. Nothing.
You check your spam email?
Yeah, we checked everything. So I don't know if the psychic is just running late. I mean, the psychic's got good reviews, I believe. So maybe they're just on vacation. Maybe they were run over by a truck. They didn't see it coming. I don't know. All right. So, Storm, you're weighing in. So now you know the whole story on the psychic.
Yeah.
And you claim to be a psychic. What kind of psychic are you?
I am a psychic medium, so I can connect with past loved ones, and I can talk about the current life and your future.
That's creepy.
What are your thoughts? Well, that's Froggy. What are your thoughts on the whole Etsy psychic drawing fiancé deal? Do you think it's real, or you think it's a racket?
I think it's very real for most people, but I do think it's a racket for others.
Storm.
I think it's very saturated.
Storm, wouldn't you, if you had 9 hours, wouldn't you just put in the person's name in Facebook and look for a guy that she's with, you know, a little
somebody famous? Absolutely. Like, come on, how easy would that be?
See, Storm, it's a scam.
How old are you, Storm?
I can do it totally differently.
Storm, how old are you?
I am 30.
And how long have you been a psychic? When did you discover that you had psychic abilities?
I have known since I was a child, but professionally I've done since I was 16 years old.
Storm, could you, this is MJ, did you ever listen to us when we were on the MJ Morning Show years ago?
Oh yeah, I sure did, on the other channel.
Absolutely. Do me a favor. Can you hone in on me and just give me something psychic that you're seeing about me before I play Mike and the Mechanics?
Okay. How about you? Do you want a future, or current, or past?
Why don't you surprise me?
Okay. I can tell you a little bit about your past. I'll dive into that because that's something you can obviously debunk.
Yeah, but I'm also very public, and you might know stuff about my past. I tell you what, Storm, hold on a sec. Let me get a song in here, and we'll talk to you right after Mike and the Mechanics. Is that cool?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Or actually, this intro is like 3 minutes long. We could probably do the whole bit over the intro of Mike and the Mechanics.
Okay.
To be quite honest. All right, hold on, Storm. I want to hear your psychic abilities live next. Hang on. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to be back with Listener Storm. Look at that. One psychic speed bump has dredged up another psychic situation. I think I want to hear, like, present or future. That's what I'm thinking. Should I use every bit of this song?
Every bit.
Should I talk up every last moment on this song?
Are there even words in this song?
No, this is the instrumental version of Mike and the Mechanics. All I Need is a Miracle. All right, back in a minute.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Mike and the Mechanics. Wasn't he part of Genesis, right, Mike?
Hey, yeah.
Mike Rutherford, right? He was part of Genesis. I wonder if he's got a body odor problem and a toothbrushing problem like Phil Collins.
That's actually why he left the band. Phil stunk so bad.
No, those are just the estranged wife allegations. I don't know if they're true. All right, welcome back. MJ Morning Show, 6:40. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give you the Trip a Day song. That happens right around 8 o'clock. And then 9:20 this morning, keep listening, 9:20, we'll give out some Busch Gardens tickets. So get entertained. MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, and we'll give away crap. So keep listening. We'll talk about Roxanne in a bit. It's me, MJ, Froggy, Fester today. Roxanne is not feeling well. She said that she was going to come in late today. I said, you know what, stay home. You know, this whole COVID thing, just go ahead and stay home. All right, we've got Storm the Psychic on the line. Because those that listen to the show, they know the bit, or you know the bit, that we engaged a psychic yesterday to draw an image of Roxanne's future husband. And we thought it would be funny, Michelle found this, that hire the psychic to draw the image, and what if the image of the guy that Roxanne is going to marry is different than her longtime fiancé, Doug? Well, we contracted the psychic on Etsy yesterday during the show. It was supposed to be back within 9 hours, the image, and guess what? Nothing has arrived via email, so we're wondering if we got scammed. Storm, is it your boyfriend or your fiancé?
My fiancé.
Your fiancé was listening and said, hey, you gotta call into the MJ Morning Show because they're talking about this psychic deal, and Storm says she's a psychic. All right, and she's going to give me a reading quickly. All right, now, Storm, I'd like to know past, present, and future for me, MJ. I think that past could be easy if you've listened to me for years because I'm pretty public and put a lot of stuff on the air. All right, give me, Storm claims to be a psychic since what? You said 16 years of age?
Yes, so roughly 14, 15 years.
All right. Storm, give me something from my past. Give me some psychic information that might blow me away.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you right away, the first thing I pulled from you is that when you were younger, you didn't have just one dream. You're like, I just want to do this one thing my whole life. You've had multiple things that you've wanted to do and dreams. You've obviously accomplished a lot of them, but there's one that still has weighed heavily on you currently. Like, I still haven't done this. Why haven't I accomplish something where I can now? I financially can, connection-wise can. You just haven't done it yet. So there's one thing you're holding on to.
Oh, she's talking about buying the monster truck you wanted to get.
I think that's kind of generalized. Don't take this the wrong way. I think that's sort of general, and I think that probably applies to everybody. But I'll tell you that there is something. I've always wanted to become a pilot.
What? Are you nuts?
I've always wanted to fly airplanes, and I have not done it. And I was getting ready to do it, but all of my commercial pilot pals that fly for, like, Delta and Southwest, they all talked me out of it and said, nah, leave the flying up to the pros. Yeah. All right, now give me something from the present. Give me some psychic present deal.
Okay. All right. I'll give you the present, but let me finish this time so you don't ruin it.
All right. Don't ruin it, MJ.
I'm sorry. Well, hold on. What did I ruin?
Well, I was literally about to tell you it was because of fear. That's why you hadn't done it. But then you already stepped
in. No. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of flying. I'm not scared of becoming a pilot and taking lessons. And I wanted to get jet rated, actually. I'm not afraid. It's my pilot buddies that fly commercially.
They're afraid.
They say, listen, don't be a weekend warrior. Those are the folks that kill themselves. And, well, there's some truth to that. All right, so tell me about the present.
Okay. Present is also really hard because obviously people know what you have going on. We already know you're busy. However, I will tell you right now presently that your spirit guides, your guardian angels, people around you, they are really heavy on guarding you because you have something something personally that we don't know publicly that are being really, that's kind of difficult on you. You're a little scared about what the next step is, what could happen. I believe this has to do with either a relative, like a child or a family member. It's something we do not know about. But you're like, man, the next step is coming up. Will I be able to handle this? I want you to know that all of your guys, all of your people around you on the other side, they are like, hey, it's okay. We're going to do this as a family, that this is going to work out. Don't worry that this person will fail or this may happen. It might not work out. Just so you know, whoever you are concerned about or you have going on personally is going to work out and you are being helped. Spiritually.
Is it okay. me?
All right.
It's me, isn't it, with the scrush brush.
It's Froggy.
Certainly interesting. Certainly, I don't want to comment, but certainly interesting. Yeah. All right, and then give me something from my future. Storm the Psychic, who phoned in.
Now, I will tell you straight for your future that you need to continue putting that money. You have a couple different ways of doing it, but putting that money in different places. I know you have a certain goal, but I see you a lot traveling somewhere on like a bi-monthly, bi-weekly to see someone. So I don't know. This I don't know. I do not know your personal life. I do not know if you have a child, if you have nieces and nephews you love, but there's someone who's going away in the future that you're going to see periodically. So you do need to put some money behind either for them or for yourself to be able to do this. So a little bit of squirreling is going to be needed for the future, even though you got plenty, but you're going to need to
squirrel. Well, how do you know I've got plenty of money?
She's a psychic. Yeah, seriously.
She sees your Scrooge McDuck pile.
Hold on. How much money do I have? What is my net worth?
I cannot tell you how much money you have. I know it's a lot more than me.
So you can't tell me what my net worth is?
No. I mean, I'm sure people Google that, but I do not know.
Yeah, the Google's all wrong, trust me.
He's basically homeless, Storm.
Yeah. I'm living in a van down by the river. Yeah. Listen,
Storm. Yeah, right. It's a four-story van, though, right?
Storm. Hey, Storm, thank you for phoning in. I think it's great that you phoned in. I appreciate it. Make sure you listen to the MJ Morning Show.
Thanks, Storm.
And I really appreciate it.
No problem. You'll have a great day. Thank you for having me.
All right, thanks.
Whoa, she seemed legit.
Yeah, we can call her back anytime we need a psychic. MJ, she's not too far off.
I think she sounds very attractive also. I'm trying to use my psychic skills. I'm just trying to imagine what she looks like. Oh. Yeah.
We don't want to
look. Now, Fessy, you've got a phone number?
I do.
Huh? There you go. Show psychic.
Storm calls in because she was alerted that we might have been scammed by a psychic. I don't think we were scammed by the psychic. I just think the psychic that's supposed to draw Roxanne's future husband, I think it's just running a little bit late. All right, let's get to some early morons in the news next. This is the MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You know what we didn't talk about, and I've got like a follow-up, so it kind of makes sense that we can bring it back. Did you hear about in Beverly Hills at a restaurant outside that a woman was shot and a guy's $500,000 wristwatch was stolen in a robbery?
While they were at a restaurant?
Yeah, they're outdoors. They're sitting outdoors. And this guy's wristwatch is worth $500,000. And there was this robbery. I was just looking through my pile of stuff. And I actually found the follow-up to the story last night, so I want to get to that coming up in just a bit. Also, do you guys know about Cocaine Bear?
I'm interested.
Cocaine Bear, which is quite fascinating. I did not know the story. But we got to talk about Cocaine Bear, and there's a reason why. And some people listening might know, oh, yeah, I know the old story of Cocaine Bear. And so we'll get to that coming up in just a bit. I'm looking at my list there. We got a lot of stuff to get to. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. I got Fester and Froggy here in the studio. Roxanne is not. Roxanne called me this morning. I was actually walking into the studio this morning. Roxanne said, you know, I think I'm going to be a little late. I wasn't feeling very well, and I think she was throwing up, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, don't come in late. Just go ahead and stay home. You know, why you stay home a couple of days and make sure we don't have the Rona? And she swears it's not. She says she's got food poisoning. So we'll
eat.
But she's better now. But we'll call Roxanne a little later. We'll call her coming up here on the show. I want to do some early morons in the news. And I remember seeing this story when it first hit the news last summer. See if this rings a bell. A guy went nuts and shot two people, killing one, over dog poop out in Denver. Do you know the story?
Rings a bell. A poopy bell.
This is crazy. Guy's been charged in a deadly shooting. This was over dog poop, but the update here is the guy's going to plead insanity. He's going to go after the insanity defense. So I want you guys to listen to the facts here, and all you listening to the program right now, and see what you think. You think this is just a way to avoid a normal conviction, and then hopefully if he's found not guilty by reason of insanity, that at least he has the chance to potentially get out instead of serving life in prison. A Denver guy was charged with fatally shooting a young woman and wounding her boyfriend. This happened back in June. The guy's name is Michael R. Close. Now, I've seen dog poop issues. I've had neighbors that had got into fights over dog poop. And, you know, I've seen in my neighborhood people walking their dogs and the dogs pooping on people's yards. And before, people would walk around with like poop bags, you know, to clean up after their pet. I've witnessed some of my neighbors yelling at people walking their dogs.
Of course.
So, you know,
yeah, I'm probably that neighbor too, man. I mean, in my neighborhood, somebody has like a new mastiff or something.
Well, haven't you been known to poop in people's yards yourself, Fester?
In the backyard, not in the front yards.
Michael R. Close, 37, of Denver. He entered a plea virtually from where he's being held in jail. There was a court appearance on Monday, and he fatally shot this beautiful young woman by the name of Isabella Thomas. She was 21 years old. This guy shot and killed her with an AK-47.
All right.
Wounded her boyfriend, Darian Simon. He's 27. He was shot in the buttocks and the leg. It turns out this guy took the rifle from a Denver cop, a friend of his.
Oh, my God.
And the cop didn't know that he had taken the rifle. How does that happen?
Hey, man, why are you walking funny, leaving my... What's in your pants,
dude? Yeah, exactly.
Dude?
How does this cop buddy not know...
Is that my rifle?
That he took a rifle? I don't understand
that. Is that my AK-47 you have?
There's a muzzle hanging out of your pants, my friend.
But this is... And by the way, the AK-47 was the cop's personal gun. Not many... I don't think any U.S. police departments use AK-47.
Well, it looks so ridiculous.
Is that a big machine gun?
It's not a big machine gun.
An like a Rambo?
AK-47, it's sort of the weapon that you always saw, like, Osama bin Laden with.
Oh, okay, I see it now.
It's a pretty aggressive-looking gun.
You can't stuff that in your pants. Yeah.
Well, this guy fired off 24 shots at the couple as they walked their dog, and this guy was yelling at them to clean up after your dog, because the dog had done its business in a rock garden outside of his apartment.
Rockin'.
And he was yelling, are you going to train that bleeping dog or just yell at it? What are you laughing at?
I mean, everybody has a neighbor like this.
Oh, the guy shot... don't laugh, Froggy. And then he opened fire, killed the young woman, and then wounded Simon, the boyfriend. Then he gets in a car and flees from his house. And then later on, he was arrested later that day in Jefferson County in the Denver area. Cops, you know, obviously big bullet down for this guy. They found him. They pulled him over. And he's facing 22 criminal counts in the shooting, including first-degree murder of the young woman. And the court ordered a mental health evaluation, and he is pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. He's going after the insanity defense, but the mother of the young woman killed says this is insane, it's disgusting.
That's what he's saying.
That he knew right from wrong.
This guy needs to go away forever.
Yeah, I'm not buying the whole insanity defense here. And Chelsea Thompson, the girlfriend of the guy that opened fire and killed the young woman and wounded the boyfriend, told cops that he did admit opening fire on two people, told police that he was not mentally stable and hadn't been the entire time that she knew him. Oh, that's great. So your boyfriend is out of his freaking mind, and he's your boyfriend. He's mentally unstable. That's wonderful.
I love him.
All over dog poop?
Yeah, apparently he had a history of abusing drugs, including cocaine, and had recently started drinking again after 3 years of sobriety. I'm sorry. Yeah. You put this guy away for the rest of his life, and you throw away the freaking key, killing a beautiful young 21-year-old woman over dog poop. You open fire with your friend's AK-47 because you don't like the dog pooping in your rock garden out in front of your apartment? Come on. Unbelievable. Yeah, and they abused cocaine, apparently. Yeah, this is actually a very good segue into Cocaine Bear. You can't make this crap up. You want to know about Cocaine Bear? I'll tell you next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ here with Froggy and Fester. No Roxanne this morning. Roxanne called me early this morning and said that she wasn't feeling well and that she'd be in late. I said, you know what, Rox, stay home. Let's just make sure you're not all roaned up good. You know, this day and age, you're not feeling well and under the weather. It's a little different than the age of a pandemic.
Will she be able to come back to the studio without a negative test?
Well, hold on. We'll talk to Roxanne. I'll get her on in the next segment. Hey, on a really, really serious note, folks, we are going to speak to Chief Brian Dugan of the Tampa Police Department. The chief will join us in about an hour, just after 8 o'clock. About an hour from now, we'll speak to the chief about the heroic efforts of the TPD officer who yesterday, it is believed that he stopped the wrong way driver on 275 with his own vehicle to prevent him from hitting somebody else down the road as this vehicle was heading southbound on the northbound side of 275 around Sly yesterday morning. Of course, talking about Master Patrol Officer Jesse Madsen. So we'll talk to the chief of police in about an hour, a little less, right after 8 o'clock to later this morning here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. I mentioned this Cocaine Bear. Did you look this up? Did anyone look up Cocaine Bear?
No, sir.
Yeah, this is a thing. And also, we got to talk about the Queen's statement, the official statement. Fessy used to do like that Queen kind of royal voice, right?
Oh, hello. Yes. my subjects. I'm the Queen.
It's kind of like a Miss Doubtfire.
That is
hello. Hello. Yes, I'm the Queen of England. Hello.
The best was Ben Affleck's impression.
I'm drunk. I'm nothing but drunk.
Oh. Where's that at?
Oh, can you find that audio? Oh, that was hysterical. No. That's what was that from?
Ben Affleck was getting interviewed and he was hammered England.
Yeah, was that on like Access Hollywood or
it was probably the Graham Norton show or something?
I think he was on a show over in England.
Yeah,
and he's like, "You guys have a stupid queen. Oh, I'm drunk."
And the host is like, "No, Ben, don't do that, Ben. No, don't do that."
Oh, that's right.
He's like, "No, really, I'm the queen and I'm drunk. Look at me."
Yeah, Ben Affleck
drunk.
He's had a history, obviously, of abuse issues, and he's been in rehab numerous times, right, Ben Affleck?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I like the guy, but you know, he's been in rehab numerous times.
Doesn't make you a bad person.
And that's we gotta find that audio. I wonder if that's on YouTube where he was on some TV show and he was ripping into the Queen doing that voice that Festa was just...
Hello, yes, I'm Donkey's a skunk. Philip, come here and do me.
What?
Philip?
What?
Come here, Philip.
Wait, you think the Queen and Philip don't do it?
All right, we've got to find... Gotta find that audio. That audio is hysterical. All right, let me tell you about Cocaine Bear. And this apparently is going to be an upcoming movie or documentary. There's a movie in development. It's called Cocaine Bear. And I saw this yesterday. I'm like, wow, I did not know the story of Cocaine Bear. But apparently a lot of people do. Elizabeth Banks, she's an actress, right? Elizabeth Banks.
She's the hot blonde one.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Elizabeth Banks is directing.
Yeah, she's a director, too.
This movie, and it's based on the true story that back in 1985, there was a big black bear. I feel like I'm telling a story. Back in 1985, there was a big black bear. The bear was found dead after the bear consumed pounds and pounds of cocaine. You're saying to yourself, well, how did I get here?
Where did the bear find all this cocaine?
That would be the question I was looking for somebody to inject here.
Is there woodchuck being a dealer in the...
They had a problem.
The report is that the cocaine was dropped from an airplane, like a drug drop.
Yeah.
And that somebody was going to retrieve the cocaine after it was dropped for then sale and distribution. And before whoever was supposed to pick up the cocaine dropped from the plane, the bear got into the coke and the bear just got hammered, got totally high on the coke, and the bear died. The plane was piloted by a guy by the name of Andrew Thornton. He was a convicted drug smuggler, and he was carrying too heavy of a load while parachuting, and he actually died in a parachuting accident.
Oh my God.
This guy's crazy. He's got...
He died in the same jump?
No. No, he was piloting the plane that threw the coke out that killed the bear, but then he died in a whole separate incident where he was, like, parachuting with too heavy of a load. I think he was parachuting in tandem with who's funny? Who's heavy and funny?
Louis Anderson.
There you go.
Let's take a parachute jump.
Louis back in the news, man. Coming to America.
This is a, you know what the nickname for the bear was? So the bear eats the cocaine, gets totally high, bear dies. Guess what the bear's nickname became?
Cokie McGee.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Pablo Escobar.
Oh. Perfect.
But there's a movie coming up called Cocaine Bear.
Is it a comedy?
I don't know how you do it. I mean, it sounds like it's more of a documentary than...
Is it like Grizzly Man?
That's crazy. All right. I'm intrigued. I can't wait for Cocaine Bear.
Did the bear take on like 7 cops in a fight?
That would be PCP Bear.
Angel Dust Bear.
That would be Angel Dust Bear. You're 100% right. All right. I got to talk about my tires. 2 nails in my tires.
Oh boy.
That's
you have a patch kit.
Well, that's the worst. When you see nails and metal chunks in your tires, it's the worst. But there's a story to be told here, folks. And it's going to be a teaching moment. But first... I've been made aware of something very disturbing regarding Coop, our producer. Coop?
What did I do?
Well, you're going to find out next. And we're also going to talk to sick Roxanne, who hopefully she doesn't have the Rona. Roxanne, not in today. She's at home. We're going to call Roxanne next. She wanted to come in. I said, no. You stay home. So we'll talk to Roxanne next. We'll find out what the hell's the matter. And Coop, you're on standby.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, you got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. I want to thank everyone. Spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back here on Q105. Remind me, I got a story I got to get to a little later on about, I got an email yesterday from a woman that just found out we were back through, well, it was really accidental. I mean, the upside growth to this show is so huge because of the number of people that don't know we're back. And when things, start to get back to even more normal as we hopefully start to dispose of COVID-19, I think that we have explosive MJ Morning Show growth on the horizon.
Boy, you sound like one of those guys on those Reddit Wall Street bet sites talking about marijuana stocks. The upside is just huge.
And cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
Bitcoin hit 55,000 yesterday.
We got a call. Yeah, that thing's going to crash. I'm sorry. That thing's just smoke and mirrors. House of Cards. All right, Coop, our producer, our Generation Z producer, Fester has made me aware of something that I actually find quite disturbing. And then you put this in tandem with the fact that Roxanne is not here this morning because Roxanne is not feeling well. She wanted to just come in late. I said, no, Roxanne, you stay home. Let's just make sure that nothing else materializes and metabolizes.
Nice.
Well, maybe not metabolize, but I just like saying that word.
Would metastasize be a word we could use here?
That would be a spread, okay. Sure. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. All right. Now, the Coop issue, I gotta have to have a little stern talking to, I think, here. Coop is 23 years old.
What'd he do?
Coop is...
What did I do?
Coop is young enough to be my son. God, that's tough.
You guys could all be my parents. Coop could be my kid if I gave birth when I was, 15.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, listen, that stuff happens.
Yeah.
All right, now...
Not to him.
Coop, Fester made me aware of something. Do you have any idea what I'm about to say?
I think I have an idea, but...
All right, what is your idea about where I'm going with this?
Well, I pitched a bit this morning, and I said that I went out to trivia night last night.
What? And that's where I'm headed. I have no idea what the bit is that you pitched.
Wait,
to Fester.
What?
I have no idea what that is. But
is this at a bar?
What disturbed me is that, yes, Coop went out to a trivia night in a bar last night. What the hell is the matter with you?
You pie-faced idiot.
Froggy, calm down.
He just stood right next to me.
Froggy, calm down.
I'm in a booth. What do you want from me?
You are just
now,
in here.
Now, granted, you are in the producer's booth, but still, you are in and out of this room. I don't need a member of the morning show going to trivia night at a bar.
So what am I supposed to do?
As a matter of fact...
Not go!
As a matter of fact, I heard a rumor that the guy working in this building, with a big, long Santa beard, might have gotten COVID,
doing
trivia night at a bar. All right?
It's a great beard.
And that was like months ago. So I don't need you. We've kept a really tight ship here. And I'm finding out now that you're going to trivia night at a bar?
Yes.
How many people were there?
I don't know. It was socially distant. I was with just my roommates who I live with. And all the tables were, appropriately 6 feet apart.
I'm going to kick it. It's not the tables being sick. You're inside a place with a lot of people. And it's all of the... That's floating in the air.
Okay, I do have a question.
And you're in a place for more than 15 minutes. Yes, what?
Coop! Yes.
When you're at the bar and you drink your beer, did you pull your mask down at any moment of time?
Well, guess what? I was at the bar, but I didn't have anything to drink.
So you went there for no reason, you stupid idiot. I'm going to kick his ass.
He went there for trivia night.
I went there for a $40 bar tab that I lost, Froggy. Thank you.
Was that the trivia prize?
That was the trivia prize, right, and I lost.
So what was the subject matter of the trivia night? Well, the whole reason...
What a buffoon.
I brought this up is because there was a question that I didn't know and nobody else knew, and I wanted to know if you guys knew it, because I thought it was an unfair question.
Oh, jeez. All right, so you're...
So he's got a question about the actual trivia night?
You're at trivia night in a pandemic in a bar, and now you want to ask us a freaking trivia question?
I do.
All right, here's the answer. COVID, you idiot!
What bar are you at, Coop? It was Pub's Pub. On Kennedy in Tampa.
Pub's Pub.
What, they couldn't come up with a better name than Pub's Pub?
Pub's No, it's a dog bar. Pup's Pub.
Oh, Pup's Pub?
Pup's Pub,
oh,
yes.
I was going to say, what's that, Bar's Bar?
Pup's Pub, okay.
So your friend brought you as their dog?
All right, so what the hell is the trivia question?
Name?
And hold on, no one knew this?
Nobody knew this. Nobody that I was with, and I thought it was really unfair. Name five movies with John Cusack from 1980 to 1999.
Oh, who gives a turkey?
Jeez.
We could not figure this out. So I thought maybe it was a generational thing because me and all my friends are the same age. So do you guys know?
Better Off Dead, The Jack Bull Grand Piano, Bullets Over Broadway, Say Anything, High Fidelity.
High Fidelity.
Love and Mercy.
Oh, my God.
1408, Gross Point Blank.
Oh.
The Grifters.
MJ, you would have won trivia night.
Yeah, MJ, you should come with me to trivia next time.
We win him a $40 tab.
Yeah.
The one when he's a skier at the snow resort.
I win.
By the way, you got COVID. Congratulations.
Yeah, you win. You won COVID-19 in a bar.
That's the fourth place prize.
Oh, my God.
Hey, stay out of here, Coop.
Yeah, don't go to trivia.
By the way, Coop. I think I rattled off more than five just now.
Yeah, you did. You really showed me up there.
I mean, he was a star when you were a Ute. So.
MJ's a big John Cusack fan.
Did I say Roadside Prophets?
You just did.
Never heard of that one.
I never heard of that movie.
Did I say The Sure Thing? So I think I'm up to like 12 John Cusack movies.
I have no idea. I don't even know who that guy is. So
you know what? You never saw Gross Point Blank?
No.
What year did that come out?
Wait, I'm getting distracted here. Why the hell are you in a bar on trivia night in the middle of a pandemic?
Okay, I have a question. We've been in a pandemic for a year. Yeah. Bars have been open. Things have been socially distant out in public. Am I supposed to stay at home every night?
Yeah.
Can I enjoy myself for one night out of the week?
Listen, outdoors, I'm just saying that we're getting close to, I think, getting past this.
You should see other people my age.
I know. I have.
Those are the people you're with.
I'm not the one you should be worried about.
I've seen Ybor City on a Saturday night at midnight. Yes, I've seen that.
Coop, were you doing a split in the middle of the street last night like that one girl?
Yeah, in Ybor City on New Year's Eve. Did you see that on TikTok?
I could just see you doing that.
No, I saw, I think, the images that Luis Santana from the Tampa Bay Times took that went all over the place. And those pictures were viral all over the world.
You're a COVID kid.
Oh, my God.
COVID Coop.
All right. COVID Coop.
Coopvid.
You guys have a new name for me every day.
Oh, my God. All right. Now, Roxanne is not feeling well. Was she at trivia night with you last night?
Maybe.
We got to talk to Roxanne next. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right. You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. It's 7:37. Coming up at 8 o'clock, a few minutes from now, we'll give you the Trip of Day song. We'll tell you the song title, then what time it's going to play again. Listen for that. And you can win the Trip of Day. Nice staycation. This time around, the staycation is at the Liberté Resorts along the Gulf Beaches. Nice stuff.
Awesome.
And then at 9:20 this morning, we will give away Busch Gardens tickets because the Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival is on. On a much more somber note, at 8:05, so right after 8 o'clock, we're going to speak to Chief Dugan from the Tampa Police Department about the nightmare story, the loss of a beloved, decorated Tampa police officer. Awful story talking about Master Patrol Officer Jesse Madsen and his heroic actions yesterday that probably saved the lives of others. So we'll get to that coming up. We'll speak to the chief coming up right after 8 o'clock, right here on the MJ Morning Show. Coop, our producer, who I just scolded for going out to a bar on trivia night last night, now he wants to redeem himself. So wait a minute. You took something from yesterday's show, and now you're redeeming yourself?
Yes, you guys are going to love this.
Oh, boy.
Now, what does this have to do with?
So the Oprah Winfrey audio bite that we had.
Which one?
The two bites that I took from the interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. When Meghan talked about that Buckingham Palace was, someone was worried about the how dark that baby Archie was going to be. And then Oprah, she said two things. First, she said,
what?
And then she said,
who?
I love the
who. I love that. That is going to be used forever.
Who?
As well as,
what?
All right. And so what'd you do?
So once again, as I do here on the MJ Morning Show, I got inspired. And I heard a song yesterday whilst listening to the radio, and I thought, bingo.
Whilst.
This is going to be great.
Is that a word, whilst?
Whilst.
And whilst. Yeah, whilst. Yes, okay. It is. Yeah, all right. Okay. That's like Old English almost sounding, so I think it works.
Yes, it's whilst.
All right, so go ahead. What did you do?
So I, took some couple audio bites, merged them together, and what you will play is what I created for you.
Now, very confident. Which audio bite is it?
What?
Or is it?
It's a little bit of both.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I haven't heard this yet. Let's listen to Coop, our producer's masterpiece, with Oprah sound bites from the royal interview.
There's a conversation with you.
With Harry.
About how dark your baby is going to be?
Potentially, and what that would mean or look like.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh,
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 ooh. What?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
What?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
It's who are you? Oprah says foo, as in Foo Fighters. As in, hey, Oprah, what's your favorite band? The what?
Foo
Fighters.
It's not who, Coop.
It sounds like who? Come on.
I hear a who.
It depends on what you hear.
But wait a minute. You should have put the foo on top of the who. When the who is singing who are you, you probably needed to go,
who
are you? Foo, foo. You know,
who, who.
Yeah. So you're saying you didn't like it.
All the foos should have gone on top of the who, but Oprah didn't say who. Oprah sang foo.
Well, foo are you.
Now, let me get Roxanne on the line. Yeah. Roxanne's on hold.
Well, Coop, good job.
Yeah, no, actually, it wasn't a good job. He didn't like it at all.
Roxanne, I don't know. I mean, you couple that with your mass debacle and you're going out to trivia night. Roxanne, how you feeling? What's going on?
I'm feeling better. I think I just had a little food poisoning.
Nice.
Oh, wait a minute. You had some food poisoning. So you don't have the COVID? Yeah. You don't think you've got the Rona?
No. I ate something bad, and I was up a lot of the night with a bad tummy.
What did you eat bad?
Bad tummy?
Yes. I had Thai pork.
What?
I had Thai pork.
Yeah, it was a spicy pork, and I'm the only one who ate it because nobody else wanted to eat all the spiciness. So.
Are you sure you weren't out at trivia night with Coop?
Ooh. Roxanne, did you like my song?
After trivia night is when I had my pork.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Roxanne calls me this morning. It's like, I've been throwing up all night. I'm not feeling well. I'm running late today. I'll be in around 7:30. I said, you know what? You know what? Just stay home. I don't think I need you coming in. You know, in the whole times of Rona, why don't we just give it a couple of days? Hey, what do you say to me? I don't have a fever. You're just what? You've been praying to the porcelain throne all night.
No fever, and I got when you're just lying there, and you're like, I'm gonna be sick, but you're too tired to get out of bed. So that hit me at like 1 o'clock, which is they say it comes like 6 hours, 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah, but you know what? Stomach upset is one of the indicators of the beginnings of the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Everything is the beginning of the coronavirus.
Go smell some soap or something. Go taste something.
Oh, I can totally taste everything.
Can you smell?
I can taste my food going up and down.
Can you smell?
Yes.
I smell, yes, smell Doug's breath right now. Where's he?
Oh, don't do that.
No, that's exactly what you do. When I was just like lying in bed this morning, I'm like, can I smell? Yes. Okay. Do I smell that lotion? Do I smell that?
Oh, so you've been running around the house making sure you can smell everything?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. By the way, we didn't get the psychic drawing back yet, so I'm really disturbed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We'll call you back a little later on that, okay?
Okay. I'll be here.
You sound better than ever, actually.
Yeah, I mean, she actually, I'm gonna make her stay home more often. She sounds great on the phone. And it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. I kind of panicked. Two nails in the tire yesterday.
You messed something up a second ago. It's praying to the porcelain god.
What did
I
say?
Sitting on the porcelain throne.
Oh,
sorry. You don't pray to a throne.
All right. I panicked yesterday. I'll explain why. Got the email from Alyssa. We got a lot of stuff, folks, coming up. It's the MJ Morning Show, back in a minute, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, we be jamming. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. We'll give you the song a day, the trip a day song in just a matter of moments. You can win that great staycation. So we'll give you the trip a day song title and when it's going to replay in just a matter of moments. I have, I think, a teaching moment here, folks. It's going to be a tutorial. Something that happened. I want to ask Michelle something first, and then Michelle's the one that told me about this after we were tipped off, and then that started the ball rolling, and what I thought was going to be just a pain in the ass turned out to be okay, but I did it very slowly and delicately. I'll explain here in just a moment.
You have me very confused.
Wait a minute.
What?
You thought it'd be a real pain in the caboose, but you did it slowly and delicately.
I have no idea
what you're talking about, but this is crazy.
Michelle, my lovely wife, is on the line. I asked Michelle to join us, and a moment ago during the fabulous Club Nouveau song, I asked Michelle, could you do me a favor? Could you please check your email to see? Because we use Michelle's Etsy account to buy the psychic drawing for Roxanne's future husband. And if you're just tuning in, you don't know the story. Michelle was buying, I think, a Valentine's Day gift for me or whomever. And on Etsy, this is weeks ago, she found like a psychic that will draw your future husband. You just got to give some basic information, your name, date of birth, and the psychic will draw what your future husband's going to look like. Now, we're all married. And Roxanne is just engaged to that dude, Doug, for like 30 years.
Like perpetually.
Yeah. So are they ever going to, they have two kids together, they're not married, they're engaged. Are they ever going to get married? Or what will Roxanne's future husband actually look like? So I thought this would be a funny gig, funny little bit. And Michelle found it. Michelle has the, we bought this yesterday around this time. It was about 8 a.m. yesterday. And the psychic says, results delivered to you, the picture within 9 hours. And last night, I'm like going to the email all night long. I went to bed like around midnight, still nothing. Michelle, have you checked all your email? Is the image in yet?
Yes, the psychic responded to the message you sent.
Oh, what did the psychic? Whoa. I sent the message last night like 11 o'clock. Hey, psychic, where the hell's the picture? Well, I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, about to say.
All right, so what's the story?
Well, they had some issues with Etsy, and they sent it like an hour ago.
Oh, we have it?
Well, if you go into the Etsy account and look at a message, you'll be able to see it.
We have the image?
Uh-huh.
Can you
wake up, please? Yeah, this is a big moment.
Michelle, don't yawn.
Michelle, you've looked at it?
I just looked at it.
All right, don't tell me. We got to do the big reveal coming up in just a bit.
She sounds excited, guys.
The psychic is in with what Roxanne's future husband's going to look like. We'll have to get Roxanne back.
And a description.
What?
And a description.
Oh, really? All right, this is going to be exciting. And Roxanne's not in this morning because she wasn't feeling well. I told her to stay home, but we'll get her back on the phone. All right, Michelle, Steve, our pool guy, tipped you off to something. What was it?
Those nails in my tire.
Yeah. So, Michelle, and I thought this was going to be a pain in the neck. So Steve, our pool guy, who is more like our good friend who just happens to, you know, do our pool, Steve says, by the way, you've got a nail in your right rear tire. You've got a nail in your right front tire.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, what the? So he tells Michelle. Michelle then tells me, and I'm like, what the, what? Come on, what? And of course, you're immediately thinking that it's the worst possible thing. You're gonna, it's just.
Was it on the tread or on the sidewall?
All right, well, sidewalls, you're screwed for the most part. Although there are people that will do, I know a guy that will do sidewall repairs.
You don't want a sidewall repair,
well,
man.
Well, it depends. If it's done right, it's possible to do it right. But
you know that I worked in the tire department at Sam's Club for like 6 months.
Yeah, and you got fired because you didn't tighten the lug nuts on a lady's car. Yeah. She drove out and the tire flew off on US 19 or whatever.
That's beside the point. Right. I know about tires.
All right. So Steve tips us off. First of all, why was Steve staring at our tires? But it was odd. Two nails. Almost in the exact same place, center tread, luckily, in the beefy part, not in the groove. And I'm like, oh, man, these, God, I'm going to have to take Michelle's car to get these plugged. Hopefully they can be plugged.
It's
and
not
I don't have to buy new tires.
Gosh.
Nah, it's just a pain in the neck.
Yeah,
and I'm driving Michelle's car a lot these days. And so I go into the house and I get a little cup of soapy water. You never pull the nails right out. You never want to just grab them and yank them out. You never want to do that.
It's like a stab wound. Leave a knife in place.
Yeah, but a lot of people say, oh, nail, let me yank that. No, you never do that. Went in the house, got some Dawn dishwasher liquid, put it into a cup with water, and I stirred it up to make all kinds of bubbles. I grabbed some needle-nose pliers and a screwdriver, and I go out to the car, and I kind of wiggle the nail, and put the soapy water on it because you're looking for bubbles. If air is going to escape, the bubbles are going to go.
I usually spit on it.
It won't work. Guess what? No, you can do spit as well. Spit will work a little, but soap is the best.
A hock a lid.
So I'm jiggling the nail. I got soap all over it and nothing. Nothing. I'm like, okay, let me pull it a little more. Let me get the needle nose a little more. Put some soap. Nothing. No bubbles. No little tiny bubbles. Nothing. I'm like, wait a minute, maybe this didn't go through and through. So this was the rear. I said, ah, hell, there's no, I'm pull a little more. Then it's, this thing's coming out. And I put more soap, no air at all. No bubbles are going, so there's no leak. I pull the thing out and, oh, it was a short, stubby screw that did not go all the way through.
Ooh.
It just sat in the meat of the tire, did not go through. And I'm like, oh man, what about the front? Go to the front, do the same thing. Guess what?
Most likely it's the same kind of nail.
Screw. It was, how do you have the same screw in both tires on the right side of the ground? What the? Did somebody line these up on the road?
You have the same moron with the back of his truck with the box loose and they fall out in the same spot.
Well, that's the story, folks.
Me and Fester definitely didn't put them there.
So you never want to yank your nails or screws out. Use soapy water and just jiggle it and see if you've got a leak. If you got a leak, leave it and then you go to the tire store. You know, I thought I was going to have to hit my buddy Craig at Pit Crew Tires up in Palm Harbor. He's the best.
You should get that fixed anyway.
Yeah, but luckily I did not have to go see Craig at Pit Crew. So,
wow.
Michelle, we dodged some nails. We dodged a bullet on both tires, all right?
Aren't you lucky?
I am. I'm telling you.
You're still there?
We almost got screwed, folks. And those tires are expensive on Michelle's.
Why do you keep calling it Michelle's? You drive it
Michelle, I got to run. Chief of Police, City of Tampa, next.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. I got the Trip a Day song. You are waiting for St. Elmo's Fire by John Parr. And that's going to play in the 5 o'clock hour today. Mason's going to play St. Elmo's Fire. John Parr, when you hear it, just be the seventh caller here on Q105. You win the Trip a Day, which is a staycation at the Liberté Resorts along the Gulf beaches right here. So good luck from Q105. I wish we had the Chief of Police, City of Tampa, on the air for something much better. We woke up to tragic news yesterday morning, and we talked about it from the beginning of the show about the horrific head-on collision on I-275 northbound side when a wrong-way driver was driving south on the northbound side, and a heroic officer, patrol officer, master patrol officer Jesse Madsen responded. And we're joined by the Chief of Police, City of Tampa, Brian Dugan. Chief, welcome back to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
All right. What we know is this guy got on the interstate somewhere, do we know, going the wrong way. And can you fill in the details for us?
Yeah, we think he got on at Bush Boulevard and was going the wrong way, obviously. You know, he was new to the area. He was driving a rental car. It was from Colorado. We don't know if he just got disoriented or was, you know, drunk or what. It really is irrelevant, I guess, at this point. But it was just a tragic incident for everyone involved.
And there are wrong-way sensors, aren't there, over on that Bush exit, which apparently he might have used as an entrance?
You know, I'm not sure if they were in yet. I know they've been put at various intersections. And so, I'm not sure exactly, you know, if those are in place there yet.
Now, the driver was 25-year-old Joshua Montague of Colorado, new to the area, as the chief just said. Obviously, there's going to be toxicology done. We'll find out post-mortem if he was intoxicated, if he did have a blood alcohol level above the legal limit, or if anything was in his system. Chief, how quickly do you expect those results to be back?
That will take some time. Unfortunately, toxicology will take some time. But, you know, like I said, I think everybody's interested in it, but it really doesn't change the outcome of anything for anyone.
Why do we think, and the news hit yesterday, you guys did a press conference, you and Mayor Castor, you did a press conference, and you guys laid out that you think that Master Patrol Officer Jesse Madsen, badge number 507, you think that Officer Madsen, you think that he deliberately used his cruiser to hit the wrong way driver in order to prevent the wrong way driver from hitting innocent people down the road on 275.
Yeah, we have a witness that told us that they saw his car swerve in the direction of the oncoming vehicle. And then when you look at the what we call displacement of Officer Madsen's vehicle, you know, it's speculation on our part, but, you know, the cars were heavily damaged. I'm not being sarcastic when I say this. It looked like there was a drone strike on the vehicle.
You know, I saw the image, and that was that the Ford Explorer Police Interceptor model?
Yeah, that was the Ford Explorer, and then the other car was a small Toyota, and the entire front end of the Toyota was missing. The Ford Explorer veered off the road, it flipped and was on its side. I feel for the officers who were there on scene because they could not get to him. It actually took us several hours to get Jesse out of the car.
Oh, my God. And, you know, what a heroic move. If you had, you know, witnesses to know that he deliberately hit that vehicle to stop him from getting further down 275 going south in the northbound, because that could have been a family, it could have been kids in the car, just innocent individuals. You know, you look back, 16 years with TPD, a decorated officer, 7-time recipient of the Police Life-Saving Award. He was a combat veteran, served this country in the United States Marine Corps. Chief, this is such a... How do you break the news to the family?
It was a difficult situation. You know, normally as chief of police, it's your responsibility to notify the family. We could not get him out of the car, and then we had to try and decide, do we bring his spouse to the scene? Where are we going to take her? So what I did was I found somebody that knew her, and I found some of my command staff, and they went up there. And then they broke the news to her. And when we were finally able to get Jesse out of the car, took her to the took him to the medical examiner's office. I left there and then went up to his house to meet with his wife. And I got to tell you, that was probably the longest drive of my life. Wow. Going up there, trying to think of what was I going to say. There's no handbook for this. There's no manual to sit down with someone whose husband just died.
You know, Chief, you have this fear, this dread that does strike. I couldn't believe how many Tampa police officers have fallen in the line of duty over the years. It's the number is unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, we have a rough go of that, but you know, that's what our cops do. And they put themselves in harm's way. You know, Jesse, you look at, you know, his 7 life-saving awards, whether it be, you know, protecting somebody, a victim of domestic violence, to giving Narcan to save people.
Wow.
You know, this was a former Marine, a hard charger, and a badass. I mean, he's the guy you wanted to come. If you were ever taken hostage, he's the guy you wanted to show up.
The 32nd Tampa police officer to die in the line of duty with the awful case yesterday with Master Patrol Officer Jesse Madsen. I just can't imagine, you know, when you're the spouse, like the wife of Officer Madsen, and, you know, I think you're always wondering, are they going to be okay? Are they going to come home all right after their shift? And, you know, we've had a bad run lately. We had, you know, for instance, the Hillsborough County deputy, we had Brian Levine. Back in January, we had Michael Magley, the Pinellas County deputy, trying to stop a drunk driver who died in February. I just can't imagine. Chief, you guys do remarkable work, and this city was much better off having Master Patrol Officer Jesse Madsen on the job.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving us the time to honor him. And your support of law enforcement certainly does not go unnoticed, and I appreciate it.
Chief, we're sorry for the entire Tampa Police Department, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, MJ and the crew, 826. Roxanne's on hold. You know, I did see a story last night, you know, regarding the wrong way driver and the possibility that he got on at Bush. And I know that you have that why. It's kind of that weird, that why. I can see why that could be easy to do there, because I've been at that exit ramp northbound to Bush. I've been there a bunch of times. And don't you have you've got the Mel's hot dog sign right there in front of you, and it's a no right turn on red there. And, it's like a wider opening there. It just seems like it could be a more natural place to make a mistake and get on.
The northbound on ramp and the northbound off ramp at Bush are right next to each other.
Yeah.
So if he was making the left turn, he missed it. Or if he was coming from the other side, he drove past the first one and missed it.
You know, of course, talking about the horrific death, the head on collision, believe that Tampa Master Patrol Officer Jesse Madsen, that he deliberately crashed into the wrong way driver so he wouldn't take out somebody else. I mean, that's heroic. But I did see a story last night that the sensors were operating, the wrong way sensors were operating there, and the question is, why didn't they trip? You know, that's the question.
Well, what do they do, the sensors? I mean, they triggered police right away. The police were right on it.
It'll flash that you're going the wrong way, so people will see that, unless, you know, if someone's totally intoxicated, they might miss all the warning signs. But also, it will alert drivers. The overhead signs, warning signs where you see, like, amber alerts, it'll say wrong way driver, emergency, caution, wrong way driver. So it'll alert people heading in that direction. So this is going to be obviously even more to investigate here. Roxanne's on the line, and Roxanne,
good morning again.
I hope you have not gone to MJMorningShow.com yet.
No, I haven't. I'm just chasing these kids around. Now I understand why Daddy BITCH is all the time about Daddy daycare in the morning. This is quite the routine they have to go through.
Yeah, I guess so. So Roxanne is at home this morning. She called and said she wasn't feeling well. She thought she had food poisoning. And then she said, you know what, I'll come in around 7:30. I said, no, you know what, why don't you stay home? And, you know, with the whole Corona 19 thing and the COVID-19 coronavirus thing, what?
It's like somebody smashing dishes. They're like a Greek wedding going on in the background.
What is going on back there?
Oppa!
What is going on there?
Doug's putting dishes away and Davion is helping.
Tell him to give it a rest. You're on the air.
I got some news for Doug, your fiance, coming up here in just a matter of moments.
Tell Doug to stop putting away the dishes.
Jeez. Can you tell Doug to shut up? We're on the air. No, I'm serious. Tell him to shut up. We're on the air.
Tell him now.
Now.
Okay. I'm stepping away.
Oh,
no, I want to hear you tell him to shut up.
Guys, listen, I'm watching all the stuff that he has to do in the morning, the stuff that he has to go through, and I'm feeling a little bit guilty about it. So I'm not going to scream at him about putting dishes away.
He's making a racket. Sounded like he was doing construction or something back there.
Tell him you're a breadwinner, Roxanne, to shut up.
We have the psychic image in. Folks, if you don't know the deal, this is the big reveal. This is breaking news on the MJ Morning Show. Michelle was looking for a Valentine's gift from me on Etsy weeks ago and stumbled across a psychic artist that will draw your future husband. You just give name, date of birth, and then the psychic goes to work, goes, you know, channels right in, and then for $19.99, we'll send you a sketch of what your husband is going to look like. And since Roxanne is perpetually engaged and doesn't have a husband yet,
perpetuity.
We thought it would be funny to see what the psychic saw as far as what Roxanne's future husband's going to look like, and if it's even going to be the guy that she's with right now, Doug, who she's created two kids with. What is going? Your kids are screaming now. What's going on?
I'm telling you. You know what's up? I'm like, why can't you get some work done in the morning? Because these kids are animals. Yes. Yes, they are.
Yeah, Roxanne, now, you really sound under the weather, too. Yeah.
The psychic apologized for being late, because I was looking at the email on Michelle's Etsy account, like, all last night. We made the order at about 8 o'clock yesterday morning, and the psychic said your drawing would be back within 9 hours. So, you know, do the math. That would mean that it would be back by what? Like 6 p.m. or so? Yeah, like 6 p.m. And no image. Last night, I went to bed late. I went to bed after midnight last night. No image. And I sent a note. I said, hey, psychic, where's the image?
Hey, psychic.
Hey, psychic. So I sent the note, and then Michelle checked this morning, and the psychic apologized that she was having trouble with Etsy. The image is in with a message, and it says, hello, darling. I'm very glad that you've purchased from my shop. Here's your order. Here's the information that I can tell you about him, your future husband. He respects you. He is able to control his anger and work through his issues so that they are never taken out on you. He adores you. He would be so upset if anything were to happen to you. He admires you deeply and will treat you the best way he knows how.
Aww.
He'll be by your side in tough situations you might be going through in life. He is there to support you and lift you up. He is there for you through good and bad, encouraging you to keep going even if you're, even if you fall.
Doug, you're amazing.
He is your teammate, your cheerleader.
You know what? That does sound like him. That does sound like him.
Yeah.
The only one that makes your life better each and every day. He is the kind of person who will make good choices and provide knowledgeable advice. He will make you laugh. He is playful and likes to joke around with you every once in a while. He might do silly things only with you. You two might even have endearing little names for each other, too. Oh. He's interested in what you enjoy. He's truly interested in what you enjoy doing or what you like to do most in life. It does not mean that he has to love everything you love or do everything you like to do. You may be into music, but he loves art. That's perfectly fine. He really wants to know what excites you and makes you feel alive in life so that he can support your happiness. Now, does that sound like your fiance, Doug?
Except for the art part. Yeah, I would set it to golf for art.
All right.
she might have forgot to put an F in front of the art, right. And it might have been just his gassy issues.
Roxanne, we have uploaded the image on MJMorningShow.com.
Okay.
So all of our listeners can go to MJMorningShow.com.
Oh, my God.
And see what the psychic sees.
Where is it?
The psychic has drawn an image of Roxanne's future husband.
Okay. I see what Roxanne's future husband will look like. I'm about to click.
Click on it, and Roxanne, click. Roxanne, this looks nothing. No, I mean nothing like Doug.
But good news is you're going to hook up with Kevin Kiermaier from the Rays.
Exactly what it looks like.
Congratulations. He even has a Rays shirt on, it looks like.
It looks like a Rays player.
Oh, my God.
Roxanne, full head of hair. Your fiancé, Doug, is bald. Roxanne.
You wish.
Nothing like him.
This, Roxanne, you know what this means? It means that your relationship with Doug, the fiancé, is not going to be lasting much longer, and that you're going to find the guy. You know what? You might actually be hooking up with Kevin Kiermaier from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah. His wife and child might have a really big problem with this psychic.
He's really handsome. By the way, he's 6'1", 210. He's 30 years old.
Wait, how old is Kevin Kiermaier?
He's 30.
Oh, boy.
30.
Oh,
oh. Yeah.
I hope he likes older women.
Roxanne, the psychic drew an image of your future husband that looks nothing like your perpetual fiancé. This could be a problem.
Looks like Doug's really successful son.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to have Roxanne take a picture of Doug. We got to put Doug up side by side.
Oh, my God.
We got to put Doug side by side with the image that the psychic drew of Roxanne's future husband.
You need it side by side with Kevin Kiermaier in that thing.
Oh, my God. It looks just like Kevin Kiermaier. I was trying to think, who does it look like? It looks like that guy.
Roxanne, I got to run.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I'm going to.
Are you going to show him this?
I'm going to have to let him hear what the description was, because that really did sound like him.
You've got to show him the image. You got to, Roxanne, I got to run, but take a picture, get it to us of Doug, get a similar profile so we can put it side by side. Oh, my God.
I'll send it to Coop right now.
All right, folks, yep, next.
Nothing like him.
Nope, yep. Nothing. So either the psychic is wrong or the psychic's right, and Doug's time is limited.
I just sent the picture to Doug. Yeah. I cut Roxanne out of the middle.
Oh, you sent the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this is Roxanne's future husband?
Yeah.
Ha! All right, hang on. If you want to be ticked off about something, well, maybe some people will agree. I've got something next, and it's about boys and girls. And it's next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Back in a moment. Don't move.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. You know what? I just realized I just teased this item, and I had a visceral emotional reaction. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It has to do with boys and girls. And what I realized is I want to have a little more time in the segment because I want to take phone calls. So I apologize. I'm going to push this off to the next segment. But there is something involving boys and girls, and something that just is common knowledge, commonplace, something that's expected. And we're getting to the point, folks, in society where things are just getting ridiculous beyond belief. So stand by. I'm going to get in the next segment. I want a little more time because I want to take some phone calls. Froggy, you have a big reveal tomorrow. Your company, Froggy Industries.
Froggy Industries has a brand new product, guys.
Now, is this similar to like Vandalay Industries?
Similar, but we're really pumping out some really good creative products out in the novelty, in the novelty category.
You have a novelty item from Froggy Industries, and this is in addition to the Scrush Brush.
Yes, this is the new product. Scrush Brush, we released, we haven't released, but we're working on manufacturing details. Still waiting for your investment of 150 grand.
The Scrush Brush is a hairbrush that has a telescoping antenna rod from the handle. So if you are brushing your hair and then you have an itch on your back, you pull out the handle, the telescoping handle, and bam, then you're scratching your back.
You'll have a scrush on your scrush brush.
Yeah. I've got a scrush on you. You saw the Buckingham. So Froggy will make the big reveal, big announcement, his new Froggy Industries novelty product tomorrow.
A new pitch, possibly, and in Schnitt Tank.
Fester, oh, we're going to do Schnitt Tank again?
Possibly. I mean, I do need a bit. This, yeah. Guys, this one is it.
A little play on Shark Tank.
You've heard me say it before, but this is it.
Now, Fester, you have seen this. I have a cursory idea, and you said that Froggy might actually have something here.
All right. Froggy shared the idea with me yesterday. He showed me the first renderings. I shared it with my wife last night, and everybody thinks it's a home run idea.
Really?
I mean, all right. We're doing a lot of shucking and jiving with our dumb ideas. This is actually a really good dumb idea.
Tomorrow's reveal. New product. New idea. Froggy Industry strikes again tomorrow. You saw the royal statement on the whole Meghan Markle, Prince Harry interview with Oprah, right?
Yes, the queen came out through her press office and said, tell Meghan to suck it.
Suck it, Meghan.
Suck it, Meghan.
You know, I actually put out a tweet yesterday. Did you see my tweet?
No, what'd you say? Did you say suck it in a British voice?
She's going to shove a hat sideways up her circus.
Well, essentially, that's what I did.
I
did a tweet yesterday. I did a breaking news tweet yesterday. And some people took it, really? Some people took it seriously? No, this was not serious. I did a breaking news tweet yesterday and said, breaking. Queen Elizabeth has released a statement on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's Oprah interview. My dearest Harry's wife is a manipulative little bitch and conniving actress. Next time I see her, I'm going to shove one of my dainty handbags up her arse sideways.
Yes.
That's right, Queen. That's right, Queen.
Give me the spiky purse, please. You, the one with all the bumps.
You can kiss my crumpets.
What does the Queen have in that? She always has the little dainty handbags.
You know what she's got in there?
Yeah.
A gun.
She's got a jar of spotted... Send her to the spotted dick chamber where you eat nothing but spotted dick.
She's got a taser in there, probably.
Listen, Queen Elizabeth's a badass. She served from World War II. She's a badass.
I think...
Philip, hold my gun.
I think she's got some recreational marijuana in that bag is what she has. All right, so here's the statement from the royals.
Philip, hand me the pre-roll, please. I'm anxious.
Royal communications from yesterday, Tuesday, 9 March. Following statement issued by Buckingham Palace on behalf of Her Majesty the Queen. The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of the, I guess, now challenging last few years and how they've been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, that's where they're like nicely calling her a lawyer, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately. Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much loved family members. So there you have it.
Screw them.
Yeah, I like our impression of the Queen's statement much better.
That's
all right. Next, the boys and girls thing. I think this is going to tick a lot of people off. I want to take some phone calls coming up in just a bit.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. We have the Busch Gardens tickets coming up in about, I don't know, 25 minutes or so. Right around 9:20, we're going to give you Busch Gardens tickets. Listen, I'll tell you exactly when to call in. Just got a text from Chloe. Chloe wants to do the psychic husband drawing. Yeah, Chloe's had a boyfriend now for like 5 months. This is the latest one, like 5 months. And
aww.
I think Chloe wants to do the psychic deal, have the psychic draw her future husband. I have something else I want to call Chloe about.
A 5-month boyfriend.
Which I think we'll do maybe in the next segment. We'll see. I got so much crap to get. We got a whole hour to go here on the MJ Morning Show. Don't move. Now, I could be wrong here. Coop, can you get Roxanne on the line, please? Get Roxanne on the line, because Roxanne is staying home today. She wasn't feeling well this morning. She was going to come in late. I'm like, you know what, with Corona-19 and the, why do I keep saying?
COVID-19.
I know, Doug. With COVID-19 and the coronavirus, I'm like, you know what, just stay home. just let's just make sure. Stay home until like April.
She actually sounded great when we spoke to her in the earlier.
She did. Josh, she sounds fine. But I really value and cherish Roxanne's opinion, especially on something like this. And I'm wondering if I have this all wrong. I'm curious as to, let me know when you have Roxanne on the line. I'm curious as to Fester Froggy, what you think. Coop, you can weigh in on this. Roxanne is on the line. Hey, Roxanne, is your husband still like jackhammering in the kitchen or what?
No. Now we've moved on. I actually rode with him to drop the kids off at school to see how this whole thing works.
Oh, great.
It's a new territory for me.
Yeah, big day off for Roxanne because she was throwing up last night and I didn't want her in the studio just in case. You know, COVID-19. I don't want the Rice-A-Rona going on in here.
Ugh.
All right. Guys, I want you to listen to this. I mean, this just aggravated me. I first saw this, I think, late. Tell the kids to be quiet. All right. this is unbelievable. There is a California bill that would ban girls and boys departments at stores. You know, you go to a department store, you go to Target, you've got the boys department for clothes, you have the girls department. A California bill would ban the delineation between gender clothing.
Well, also in the toy aisle. You know, you can't have like the Barbie dolls on one side of the aisle and the monster trucks on the other for boys and girls.
Oh my God.
What's the matter with that?
Why can't girls play with monster trucks and boys play with Barbie dolls?
Big stores in California would have to get rid of separate boys and girls departments. Stores with 500 or more employees, which I don't understand that, would have to maintain undivided areas of the sales floor for all child items, kids' clothes, toys, regardless of whether the item is for a boy or a girl. So if you have dresses for girls, you could not have the dresses in the girls' department because, you know, in California, you might have a bunch of boys that want to wear a dress to school, I guess.
So what department is it? Is it it?
It's just, well, or it's just kids.
Well, we're in the whole
kids.
We're in the whole pronoun war deal. You know, them, they. I listen. I'm a live and let live person. If you want to identify, if you're born female but you want to identify male, if you want to have a sex change, if you want to, whatever you want to be called, that's your prerogative. I'm a live and let live individual, but to change the toy department or the clothing department at stores and make it illegal and fine and charge stores with violating a policy if this bill goes through, I'm sorry, this is just ludicrous, and this really pissed me off. Roxanne, you want to weigh in?
It's absolute lunacy. I love the fact that with both my girls, I'm like, oh, we're playing with our Barbies, we're doing our princesses, and I'll describe one of my daughters, I'm like, oh, she's very girly. Oh, but she likes to play with construction toys, too. She likes to go with Daddy to watch something being built. Like, it's good to have the delineation, and it's good for kids, boy or girl, to choose whatever they want to play with.
Yeah, the bill in California, which refers to unjustified differences in similar products that are traditionally marketed either to boys and girls, would also ban signs indicating specific items are for boys and girls. Oh, my God. California-based businesses selling child care items, children's clothing or toys would have to dedicate a section of their internet website as well to the sale of those items under just kids or unisex or gender neutral, according to the bill. You couldn't have, I'm sorry. This is political correctness lunacy. Live how you want to live, but you're dealing with more of a minority of people that are affected by the gender confusion or the gender selection. And this really just alters things for the bulk. This is driving me nuts, Roxanne.
It's crazy because you're talking about trying to appease, you know, a small group of people and change the whole schematic of how we live and how we shop. And
if you want to live that way, no one's stopping you. And I encourage people to be who they want to be. I'm not a party pooper in that direction. But really, a California law that would ban having a boys and girls clothing department at Target or a department store? It's ridiculous. Froggy, you're awfully quiet on this.
I don't see it. I mean, are they going to be separated? They have to separate them somehow, the toys
how?
And the stuff.
How?
They're just going to have dresses next to G.I. Joe.
Is that what it's just going to be mixed together?
It's going to be GI dress.
I just don't see how this is going
to
work.
You know, I want to go to phones on this.
I'm not seeing the vision.
Am I wrong here? I want to talk to moms and dads. I want to talk to our listeners right now. What are your thoughts on making it illegal to have a boys and girls department in a clothing store? Let's go to phones. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. I want to grab calls on this. I mean, am I wrong here? Am I out of touch? Or is this just absolutely ridiculous? 800-990-1047. All right, Roxanne, take care of the kids. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. And I want to go to phones next. See what our listeners have to say. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105 back after Kenny Loggins.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, look at the phones. The phones exploded on this question, and I'm going to be curious to see. Every line is jammed. All women phoning in on the question of, is this insane that there is a California bill which, if passed, would become law if the governor signs it, that would ban having separate boys and girls departments at a clothing store or a toy store?
I think of a store like Walmart or Target, because you said it with 500 employees, right? I think of a big box store.
Larger stores, big box stores, department stores, etc. And I wanted to go to phones. Am I wrong here when I say this is ridiculous?
I just don't understand how it's possible.
And I don't think it's any shocker that it's California with this. Let's go to phones. And the question is, we'll first pose this to Sheila in St. Pete. Sheila, what do you think about California potentially banning boys and girls departments at clothing stores and toy stores? Sheila, you got to turn your radio all the way down.
All right, we're going to get to Sheila in a couple seconds.
Cool, pick up line one, will you please? You got to tell them to turn the radio all the way down because they're going to get the delay. Tiffany's in St. Pete. Hi, Tiffany. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing well. Go ahead, Tiff.
Yeah, I was walking through Target, and I actually seen this coming. I was like, you know, eventually they're going to get rid of the boys and girls section. And I'll say everything, you know, to the bill, I don't think the places should be fined. You know, I don't think they should really be fined for, you know, whether they divide it or not. So if they want to have a store where it's all combined, that's fine. Because in the end, if you want to take your kid through the aisle to pick out clothes, if it's a dress, if kid's not going to wear a dress, you don't want your kid to wear a dress, don't get the dress. You're paying for it.
Yeah, but like, for instance, if you're at a public school, is an 11-year-old boy, let's say, is he allowed to wear a girl's dress to school?
My boy's not. Now, I actually have a stepson who is very, always been that way, kind of always wants to wear the girl stuff. Always. It's a fight. Became a fight. But now I'm just kind of like, you know, you can't wear those jeans because they're too tight. I'm not going to let your sisters walk out with their butts hanging out. You're not allowed to wear that. Not now. If you can do what you want in the future, but right now you're not allowed to wear that.
Tiffany, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go back to Sheila in St. Pete. Sheila, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, MJ. I think, you know, I'm all fine and good with gender-neutral kids. If that's really what they want, then go for it. But the laws are starting to get out of hand. Don't tell people how to run their business. And that's exactly what they're doing. And what if the kids are not really sure of what gender they want to be, and then they're making the middle of the road completely neutral? How are they going to know how they want to dress?
Let a kid be who they want to be. Let an adult, let humans develop into who they want to be. I'm not getting in the way, but in California, to potentially make it illegal to have a boys and a girls department at a Walmart, a Target, a Ross store. I mean, it's ridiculous. Thanks for the call. Let me grab Vienna in Clearwater. Hello, Vienna. You're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Yes, hi. I just don't understand people at all. This is crazy. I mean, why cause more confusion to these kids? Their life right now has been challenged with COVID to begin with, and now we're going to throw this in the mess. You know, I just don't understand. Just leave things alone. I don't understand why people have to try to, you know, change things for their liking and expecting everybody else to go along with it. No, that's not how the world is. We live in a free country.
You know, so far, Vienna, thanks for the call.
Hey,
so far,
Ben. America.
You know, nobody, none of the women so far calling in, and by the way, all the calls have been female. None of the callers are in agreement with California demanding that stores not have a boys and girls section, that, oh, it's all got to be blended together.
Has this bill passed? Is this law?
No, it's proposed.
Okay.
Let's not forget that this is how all dollar stores are set up. Yeah. All the junk just thrown together. Yeah. And Big Lots, by the way.
Dude, yeah, no kidding.
Roberta's in Brooksville. Hello, Roberta. You're on the MJ Morning Show,
Q105.
Hi, MJ. Hi.
First, I want to say that I agree with all the other callers, and I agree with you. But my point of view is, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I hate shopping. So when I walk into a store, I am going a beeline to where I'm going for and leaving. And I think that when they mix all this together, it's going to make it very inconvenient for anybody trying to shop for something.
Roberta, thanks for the call. The minute a call drops off, another call's coming in. It's really amazing. Charlie's in Tampa. Hello, Charlie. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi, Charlie. Are you as angry or are you as ticked off as I am?
Yeah, I'm not happy about it, but this week, in the last probably 8 days, twice on Facebook, they've been showing some designer over in across the ocean that's putting dresses on men and fishnet hose, and it's just obscene.
I mean, well, that's Friday night at my place. I mean, listen, yeah. Teach their own, Charlie, respectfully.
Yeah, that's some after-dinner action at Fester's place.
Seriously, you finished a bowl of chili and let's put on the fishnets.
Yeah, it's a new style.
but potentially fining stores in California if Target has the boys' department and the girls' department. Oh, take those signs off the ceiling. You can't have that.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah, I find it to be ridiculous as well. And I'm a very tolerant person. Live and let live. If your lifestyle is different, then you have the right to live the life that you want to live, as long as it's not disruptive and it doesn't, you know, do anything illegal or mess with other people. You've got the right. Live and let live. I think that sums it all up. But it's just getting to the point of it just being ridiculous. I said, am I right or wrong here? How are the callers, every single caller? And by the way, I want to point out, all women, I would say what, probably 30 to 50 just called up?
Yeah. Every line is jammed right now, MJ. They're all calling to get back
all
in.
Right. I got to move on here because I got a pile of stuff. And Chloe is now begging for the psychic information to get...
Oh, boy.
I got something else to talk to Chloe about. You know what? I'm going to call her next. I've got a warning. If you've got a Kia, what is it? Hyundai and Kias are in trouble with engine fires. You see the latest? This is expanding.
Are you going to talk to Chloe about the Kia?
No, I'm talking about things I got to do coming up. I got a lot of stuff.
I thought Kia was the college car.
And, you know, we talk about a lot of important things here on the show. We got a bunch of big segments coming up. We talk about a lot of important... Look, the phones are still ringing for the gender thing.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Oh, my God. Somebody get a fire extinguisher. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this dramatization here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105 is for public awareness. Froggy, do you know what this public awareness is all about?
Sounds like something. Roasting marshmallows?
And now the vehicle just blew up.
Exploding marshmallows, maybe.
Whoa.
Folks, if you've got a Kia Sportage, a Cadenza, if you have a Hyundai Tucson.
A Costanza?
Yeah, the Kia Costanza. Yeah, it's a very popular car.
I'll take that.
It's balding. Serenity now.
It's a balding and it eats a lot of shrimp.
All right. So.
And it wants to be called T-Bone.
When Kia says,
park your car outside of the garage just to be safe until you get it fixed.
It's not only park your car outside of the garage. It's park your car totally away from your house. Park your car in the University Mall parking lot, okay?
All right, so the Korean automakers were calling certain 2017 through 2021 Sportages, Cadenzas, and what was another one you said?
Yeah, it's, well, we have the Sportage, the Cadenza, we've got the Kia, what, is it the Striker? I've got the Hyundai Tucson, because of engine fires. There are, I guess, there are 379,931 Sportages and I don't even know what the Cadenza is. I know the other models. I know what the Sportage is. But the problem is that there's some kind of defective hydraulic electrical control unit. And the thing is bursting into flames, apparently, and there's just pictures of people's cars on the side of the road just engulfed in flames, like, you know, it was just taken out by an A-10 Warthog, you know?
The Cadenza is a sedan.
Ooh, sounds lovely.
It looks like a very nice car.
I do like it's the Kia Costanza?
The Kia Costanza,
yeah,
yes.
I do like the Kia. And it's got the Festivus pole, right? Right in the middle of the vehicle, is that?
Have you guys driven the Kia Kramer? That's a good one.
You hit really? The horn, it just says, Jerry!
Listen, Kia makes some really nice vehicles. Their SUV line, like the Telluride, they're making some nice-looking things.
Tellurides look pretty sweet.
Yeah, they're making some nice vehicles. And listen, all car manufacturers have issues from time to time, but I think it's important. I'm sure we have a lot of listeners that have Hyundais and Kias, and if you've got these vehicles, they're saying do not park it in your garage. Do not park it even near your house.
Call your dealership right now, set up an appointment, and get whatever needs to be fixed.
And owners are waiting for notices to mail out, and I guess notices are going to be going out from now until late April. And Kia says on the vehicles we mentioned to park them outside away from all structures.
What about the Kia Newman?
Yeah. Park them in a field. Hey.
Park it next to the Blue Rhino Propane Company.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Right in front of the lockers at Home Depot?
Hey, Rhinos? That is the Blue... Is it
yeah,
a blue,
Blue Rhino.
It is Blue Rhino, right? I see. Just a little heads up, little warning. I've got Chloe on the phone, my lovely daughter Chloe, a freshman in college, a women's Division I soccer player. And Chloe, first of all, I wanted to call you, Chloe, on something specific, and you actually texted me. You want to do the psychic drawing deal to find out what your husband's going to look like after you heard the Roxanne deal, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Well, you heard how well that one went.
Yeah.
I mean, the psychic got it hideously wrong.
Yeah. For anybody that did not hear this earlier, of course, you can listen to the whole show. We podcast everything. Coop's got the entire show podcast, all of the elements, all of our segments, just back to back to back to back to back, minus the music and the commercials. By 11 a.m., all of the show, every day, we're podcast. So you can, you know, it'll populate on your favorite podcast platform. Just go ahead and subscribe. You know, look for MJ Morning Show Q105.
Oh, you got to go to MJMorningShow.com right now. Yeah. We have a picture of Doug side by side with the drawing of a beautiful man that this psychic drew. And right. Doug's a beautiful man in his own odd way. Now,
Doug is not a bad-looking dude, but Doug is bald, and the image that the psychic drew of Roxanne's future husband, Doug is just her perpetual fiancé. So that's why we have the idea, will Roxanne actually have a husband that looks different than the fiancé that she thinks she's going to marry? And we have an image side by side, and they look nothing alike. The image the psychic drew has a full head of hair. Doug is bald, and, you know, shaved head. And I just don't think they look at all alike, not even close.
So is the psychic right or wrong is the question?
Well, I'm going to go with the psychic that Doug's days are numbered and that Roxanne's future husband's going to look like he stepped right out of center field for the Rays. What's the guy's name?
Kevin Kiermaier.
Yeah, looks like Kevin Kiermaier from the Rays.
Now, Doug has a very Survivor Man Les Stroud look. I mean, he looks just like Survivor Man.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Now, Chloe, you still, even though the psychic did not draw Doug, you still want to have the psychic do your future husband?
Yeah, it's not like I have a fiance.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
I mean,
right.
5 months is pretty serious.
Yeah. Chloe, by the way, she texted me that she's been with her current boyfriend. What's his name? Skizzy?
Biff?
Yeah. Brendan.
Skizzy. He's been with Skizzy for 5 months now. What, so
what's his name?
Brendan.
It's Brendan.
Oh.
Brendan.
I, Brendan, I love you.
Now, Brendan, kiss me. Brendan.
I love you too, Chloe.
All right, now, Chloe, there's a reason why I wanted to call you, because I saw an item in doing my show prep last night that 9 in 10 women, 9 in 10 young women edit or filter all of the photos they take before posting them online. And I believe that Chloe, my daughter, 19 years old, Chloe, don't you filter and edit every picture before you actually post it online?
Yeah.
Look at this. This is 100% accurate. 9 in 10 young women edit or filter photos. I'm like, oh my God, my daughter does this. Chloe, what are you editing? What are you filtering?
I filter every photo so that it's not normally like, you know, that kind of, if the sky is like an ugly color.
But haven't you and your friends, haven't you made yourselves look thinner in some pictures? Don't you mess around with that?
Yes, totally. You can edit, everything is editable. You can edit your face.
Do you whiten your, that's another thing. You, people are whitening their teeth. Do you do that?
I might have done that, yeah, in the past.
Well, some of the filters will do that for you. Like on Instagram, they have a bunch of filters you just pick. It's like lazy makeup.
What is this vanity issue here? Why can't you just post a photo of, I mean, the modeling industry, the fashion industry has come under fire for, you know, photoshopping models and making them look like they're 20. They're already skinny and they're 5'11" and they're making them look even skinnier. You know, they're taking the meat off their legs or out of their waist. And there's already been an outcry over this. And now we've got young women that are filtering every picture they take. And Chloe just admit, my lovely daughter's admitting that she doesn't post anything on Instagram or wherever without doing a filter or an editor to a picture.
How about Brendan?
How about what?
What about Brendan?
Is it Brendan Filter?
Picture of Brendan.
Guys, stop talking like
Brendan,
that.
Brendan, I'm going to put a beard on you so you look tougher.
All right.
But, oh, my God.
Chloe, the minute I saw this, I'm like, my daughter is editing and filtering photos.
Everybody does.
I don't know. I don't.
I take a picture of the sky, like she says. You put a little filter on it. It looks a little cooler.
Chloe, you, I mean, if you have a big white head, it's like right in the middle of your forehead, you snap a photo. You're editing it out, right?
Obviously, yeah.
Just pop that sucker.
All right, Chloe. Love you, babe. Talk to you soon, all right?
Okay, bye.
Bye, Brendan.
I knew this was an issue. We got a great packed final segment next on the MJ Morning Show on the Q.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Let's try to jam all this in the final moments of the MJ Morning Show here on a, what is this, Wednesday, right?
Hump day, actually.
Oh, yeah, don't say hump. I hate that. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. The song for the trip a day is St. Elmo's Fire. St. Elmo's Fire. Higher and higher.
I'm going to ruin it.
John Parr.
That is actually the worst rendition of that song I've ever heard.
John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire, is going to run in the 5 o'clock hour today. The Mason's going to play it. When you hear it, just be the 7th caller, and you'll win the Q105 trip a day. It's a stay at the Liberté Resorts along the Gulf Beaches, the world-famous, beautiful Gulf Beaches. So listen for that. All right, a couple of things before we get out of here today. No particular order, just a lot. Remember I was joking about Peter Brady on yesterday's show? It's kind of funny. Did you get the Brady Bunch theme? Do you have it?
Yeah, it's up there.
All right, who pulled this? Why?
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Is this season 4?
Season 5, I think.
Season 5?
Wow.
Yeah.
All of them had hair of gold, like their mother.
All right, why do I have the Brady Bunch theme? With my voice going yesterday and my voice cracking, I was joking that I sounded like Peter Brady when, you know, he was having the puberty issue when they were trying to do the Brady singing group. When it's time to change. Remember that? And then I'm doing prep last night and there's a Peter Brady story pops up.
Oh my God, he's not dead?
No, it has to do with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and Oprah.
What? And Peter Brady?
and freaking Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady
how the heck am I going to possibly wiggle this together?
With Alice's help?
Da, 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 da.
And Sam the Meat Man.
Sam the Meat Man.
He went there.
Laying meat.
It turns out, you're not going to believe us, it turns out that those patio chairs that Oprah Winfrey and Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were sitting on when the interview was done, it turns out that they're from the Christopher Knight, like, furniture collection.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Christopher Knight is the real name of Peter Brady, and he has some kind of an outdoor furniture company.
And they'll give anybody furniture collection these days.
They're $554 a pair.
What?
And they provided seats for the interview. And now the chairs are totally sold out, including Amazon, Target, Overstock.com.
Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher Knight has a patio furniture company now, and their chairs are all sold out because Oprah's butt and the prince's butt and Meghan Markle's butt were in the chairs.
Okay, those chairs do look very comfortable for outdoor seating.
I got to be honest. Hey, Peter Brady, your chairs look very, very nice.
I mean, they really are.
How can I get Oprah to use a scrush brush?
Yeah, exactly. I would not have a problem with having these chairs at my house.
Oh, they do look nice.
But they really are.
They're nice chairs, and that's what they were sitting in during the Oprah, Prince Harry, and Meghan Markle interview.
The Brady Bunch guy knows how to design a chair.
They're from the design collection of Christopher Knight, former Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
I must say, these chairs are rather comfortable.
Who the hell knew that he went on to like run a outdoor patio furniture company that designs nice stuff?
Look at some of the other like indoor couches. This is some pretty swanky stuff.
So it's not just outdoors. It's indoors as well.
Christopher Knight Brands home decor.
Oprah, this is amazing. Who made this wonderful furniture?
Look at this.
Peter Brady.
Wow. Did he throw the football that broke Marsha's nose?
I think so, actually, with his little noodle arm.
Ow! Remember that?
I'll build you a chair. I'll make you feel better.
I got a warning here for all of you French bulldog owners.
Uh-oh.
Couple of things. French bulldog owners apparently are, like, scared all over the country. People that have French bulldogs, they're on alert.
Of course.
They don't know if their French bulldogs are going to be ripped off. And, of course, this is in, you know, the aftermath of the whole Lady Gaga saga. And did you see also that there's a report out last night that the shooting of the dog walker and the stealing of the dogs might have been part of a gang initiation in L.A.?
What gang makes you kidnap a dog?
Yeah, go steal French bulldogs and shoot the dog walker.
Yo, man, go steal some dogs, man, and you win.
Jeez.
Okay.
So owners of French bulldogs across the country, they're like, you know, looking over their shoulder. They're looking, you know, behind. They're wondering if someone's going to try to rip off their French bulldogs. Listen, we have the issue right here in the Tampa Bay area. Fessa, what was the name of the dog store up on Northdale Mabry?
All About Puppies.
I don't know if they ever got their dogs back. They had like three dogs stolen. I think two of them were French bulldogs. One was an English bulldog. Two guys walked in and stole the dogs. That was back in January.
Yeah, I think so.
That was crazy. So French bulldog owners nationwide are terrified. There's just been a whole spate of these things. Texas, thieves stole a five-month-old French bulldog pup in Texas. They used an AR-15 to hold the couple up. And then, I mean, really?
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
Question for you. You're walking your dogs in the evening. Somebody holds you up and tries to take your dogs. Do you fight for your dogs? I couldn't give up my dog fast enough.
I
would pick her up and hand him to her.
Here you go.
I've got a Sig Sauer P365 with some nasty hollow points in my pocket.
If you didn't have that, I don't want to ruin my question.
No, I'm not going out. I'm not going out without protection. All right?
Well, okay, there's no point in the question then.
Yeah,
you'll shoot the person and keep your dogs. Okay.
Well, there might be a gunfight. Yeah. if they, you know, try to rob me, if they pull a knife on me, you know, if they pull a gun on me, would I have enough reaction time? These are all decisions you got to make.
I bet your little dogs probably have guns, too, and they'll take them out.
What you do is you just whip around the leash and you hit them with your dog. And then you say, sorry,
my dogs have concealed weapons.
those little mini.
Right under their collars. Little mini little handguns.
Blast you, son.
It's a problem, I'm telling you. Also, the woman that found the dogs tied up to the pole in the alley Has not been paid the $500,000 yet from Lady Gaga.
Ooh, sounds like there's an investigation still going on.
And, well, numerous reports are saying the police are still trying to clear the woman who found the dogs.
Oh.
But I don't think that she had anything. I'm guessing, but we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
All right. I called it.
What else do we have? Oh, man, I got so much good stuff. Well, you know, I'm going to have to push stuff off until tomorrow. Hey, there's always tomorrow, right?
I tell you what, there is.
Hey, Fester, I got some dirty laundry for you tomorrow.
I got dirty laundry, too, and I'm wearing it today.
Yeah, no, seriously, I've got some Fester dirty laundry we got to deal with tomorrow. I got the kid in the safe. I got the awful driving lesson with Mom and the kid.
Schnitt Tank.
Froggy Industries is about to reveal his latest product to follow up the Scrush Brush.
This is it.
All right, folks, have a great day. MJMorningShow.com is loaded. You can email me, MJ@MJMorningShow.com. MJ@MJMorningShow.com. Folks, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the MJ Morning Show.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.